Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. It is a victory Monday in Kansas City. The Chiefs now turn towards their Week 5 Monday Night Football matchup against the Las Vegas Raiders. On Monday, we caught up with head coach Andy Reid.
All right, so I don't have any injuries, not that we had a bunch of them anyways, but to give you, the guys are just starting to come in. We didn't get back here till late, like I'm sure you guys did. So, listen, I felt the same way as I did last night. I thought all three phases contributed to the win. It was a good game for that. And normally, if you can get all three going, then you're going to have some success. Like I said yesterday, I mean, it's a tough state in the of affairs in the state of Florida right now. I mean, people are scrambling not only for their lives, but for just getting their homes right. So there's a lot of distractions that were taking place for Todd and his football team. But I was proud of our guys going in and taking care of business. I thought that was important, and the guys did that. I thought, you know, between EB and Spags and Dave Tobe, they had great plans set up, and everybody, you know, executed the best of their ability. There's still plenty that we can learn from this thing. So, but you know, without the players have a couple of days off because we're playing Monday night, then they'll get back in here and start grinding for the Raiders, who had a big win also. So, we'll have our work cut out as we go forward here. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Let's go first to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Coach, just ignore my anonymous witness profile here with the lighting and everything. Yeah. And some in-house matters. Blake Bell is eligible to come off of injured reserve this week. What are you hoping to see out of him, and how close is he to returning to the active roster?
Yeah, I'll get with Rick here later and just see where we're at with that, Herbie. The guys, like I said, the guys are just kind of working their way in here right now. So, and then Brett Veach will be involved with that too, just strategically how we do that and what we do there.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Coach, I guess I want to phrase it this way: in taking in what last night was with Patrick Mahomes and you just being such a historian and lover of the history of the game, how rare is it to see some of the things that he's capable of? And, you know, specifically referring to that floater to Clyde.
Yeah. You know, I tell you this, Pete, I mean, it's, I talked to guys, but just like I mentioned last night, just don't take it for granted. I mean, these things are, they're special. Some of these things we're seeing from him. And so appreciate him, but it's unique. So enjoy every one of them, but it's not something that a lot of people have the advantage, that advantage of being a part of. So, with that, I mean, that throw was incredible. The throw to Kelce is the one that might get looked over a little bit down the middle of the field. I mean, that throw and that catch were ridiculous. And there are a couple other ones in there that were really good. I mean, the one naked play where he kind of hung on to it on third down and threw it up to Juju. I mean, that was another good one. So listen, I mean, he had a very good game, and I know the stats show that, and some of the things he's done historically have made history and will continue to do that. But the best thing about him is he's always trying to get better. And that's what I appreciate the most, Pete. I mean, he's not sitting there, patting his himself on the back. He keeps moving forward and wanting to get even better.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy. You've mixed up your running backs in games and from week to week in a way that I can't remember you really doing since you've been here, except maybe when you've absolutely had to because of injuries. So I'm just wondering, what are you using from week to week and within games to kind of pick and choose who the right guy is for what situation? And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah. So, you know, we're getting to know number 10. I mean, he's growing right before our eyes. So we've spotted him in periodically just to give him some experience and to see how he handled it. But we know Clyde can, you know, is good. One can play. I mean, these guys are, they're all good. They're all talented. And so we're trying to, Greg does a good job of trying to work them in and in certain spots, but it's a more of a learning experience with 10. And the more you see, the more you utilize him and Clyde on the first downs and, you know, one on the third downs. I mean, he does such a good job there. So, I mean, that's kind of where we were last night. I think that was pretty obvious.
Yeah. Okay. And you mentioned Pacheco. What have you learned? You're saying you get to know him, getting to know him. What have you learned about him, say, since the regular season started?
Yeah, so we in camp, you know, we saw, just like you did, we saw hard runner. He was a hard runner. Right? He didn't necessarily have the feel for the play. He was going to just run. Every week he's gotten a little bit better at understanding the play and then running hard, setting up, then running hard and finishing it. And then learning the pass game and then most of all learning the protections on top of all that. He's gotten better at all those things. And I would anticipate every week, you know, he'll do even better. You saw he had a nice blitz pickup during the game. And, you know, so that's progress. That's a good thing.
Let's go next to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Andy, appreciate the time here. There's obviously been a big spotlight on the league's concussion protocol. We saw two more in your game last night kind of come up there, speaking very generally about the process, not about a specific player or anything. How do you feel the protocols have worked? I know this is a collectively bargained issue and that kind of thing, but if you're Goldilocks, is it just right or does it kind of need a tweak in your opinion?
Yeah, Aaron, I'm not claiming to be a doctor at all. So, but I know the league and the doctors have spent so much time on this trying to figure it out and make it right. And so I think it's an ongoing deal and we keep learning and learning. And that's the most important thing, that we don't just put walls up and say, this is the way it's going to be, but that they're willing to work with it. And they're doing that. We're finding things out as we go. And likewise the players are, it's open communication. Well, I'm not sure it's always, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm not sure it's always been that way, but it's open communication and amongst the parties there. So if that can, you know, if we keep that up, we'll kind of figure this thing out here as we go.
Let's go next to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hello, Andy. With the way Legarius has played, and just his maturation being that prominent nickel cornerback, what has given, I guess, you guys the confidence to maybe give him more of the ability to blitz, and also just what you've seen from him in cover so far?
Yeah, well, he's a good cover guy. He's always right there and tight on it, and we give him, you know, he's got a big responsibility, and that's not an easy position to play where you have all these options that you got to work out with the other safeties and with you know, the linebackers. So it's not always just man to man coverage, and he handles all that very well. You know, at the same time, he goes out and he's equally as good out at the corner spot. So that's also a plus, and he does it every day. I mean, he goes out and he works at this thing every day. He's also tough. You've got to have a little bit of linebacker in you, a little bit of safety, a little bit of corner when you get into that nickel spot. And he's got that, and he has the feel for space, and he also can cover you, man.
Got time.
Okay.
Got time for a couple more. We'll go Matt and then Sarin. Go ahead, Matt. Matt, you're on mute still.
There we go. Hey, Coach. Two quick questions. First, you know, Clyde last night said that when you challenge the guys up front, they feel like it's a challenge to everybody. What did you see during the week, you know, as far as challenging the offensive line and those guys up front, that you were going to get the performance last night that you did?
Yeah, so I don't think it's a secret, but we didn't do as well as we wanted to there against the Colts. I mean, it wasn't the way that I wanted it. I didn't handle it with the play calling the way I wanted it done. And EB and I went through and talked about it, and everybody needed to raise their game, the both of us and the rest of the guys. And so, you know, the challenge was out there for all of us to step up, but it always starts up front. It always starts with the big guys. And so they, you know, they inevitably they don't say much, but they want that responsibility. And we need to pick our game up. And so they did a nice job last night. There's plenty of room for improvement, but last night they did a nice job. They came out with a purpose and a certain intensity level, and their assignments were pretty sound there.
Matt, I think you had a follow-up. Go ahead.
Yeah, and a little bit on the lighter side, Coach. Don't see you in many commercials, but you're getting a lot of big reviews for that State Farm spot. What kind of led to that? What led the decision to do that?
Well, listen, Pat asked me if I would do it with him, and I told him I'm not very good at that stuff, as you guys know, doing these things, but you know, listen, it was a fun thing. It was good to see how people treat Pat. It was interesting for me to see how that production goes. He does a lot of these things, and it kind of gave me the inside scoop on it, literally, to be able to see what he has to go through to put all these together. And it's quite interesting. Great people involved there. I mean, they obviously reached out and talked to me about it, and knowing that I wasn't real comfortable doing those kind of things, but they made it as comfortable as possible.
We'll ask to Sarin Petro. Go ahead, Sarin.
And Brad, I'll have a follow-up. Coach, I would ask you if that was your first time sitting in a coach seat in a long, long time, but maybe I'll say that for another time. Pat's creativity out there on the field, you know, I know, if, you know, the old days of, like, you know, option football, if, you know, you could just blow somebody up and just keep pounding that same play, you could save a couple of trick ones for later. And I know that doesn't necessarily translate these days, but does having Pat and his ability to buy time and make plays off script, can you kind of hold some stuff back? Does it allow you to maybe have a play that you can wait till week 5, week 7, week 8, you know, you feel like it's going to work, but he allows you to stretch those plays across the course of a season because he can, you know, for lack of a better term, just beat people off his smarts and athleticism?
Yeah, I probably would say that, Sarin. Although we did use a couple of them yesterday, and the couple that Scantling caught were somewhat that. One of them for sure was. It was a pump pass, and so you fake a screen and come out, or, you know, and he did a nice job with that too. So we're still able to use some things. The guys like that stuff. And we just sit here as coaches and you kind of weigh out which ones you wanted to be successful at the same time. You can't, against a team like Tampa Bay, you can't waste a first or second down, not against that crew. They're too good on third down. So you got to make sure that they fit into the program. But But going back to your original question, yes, I mean, you weigh that out when he's moving around and doing the things he does and the production he gets.
And then defensively, I mean, you guys had an historic day as far as shutting down the run and making Tampa one-dimensional. You're doing it without some key pieces, right? Willie's still suspended, Trent McDuffie out, Michael Dana out. I know you're not going to say, oh, this is the best defense I ever had, or you know, but is there a level of excitement that, you know, it's going to be one of your better ones, certainly here in Kansas City, that there's a lot more there for this defense that's doing some pretty special things?
Yeah, so I think, yeah, we need to keep growing there. I think the thing that makes me most excited is the influx of young guys that we've got, and those guys having an opportunity to grow and get better. And so you can see if you guys keep working and do it day in and day out, you work, then you have a chance to be something special. But if you have to stay in that frame of mind. If you start getting caught up in all the outside noise, then you're going to plateau, and you can't do that. You can't do that in this league, or you get skunked. So, you know, we've just got to keep growing, and young guys keep getting better.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Good. Thank you, guys.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.